Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm going to be playing the first part of a sermon I preached on Psalm 126 and the verse 3. The verse reads, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." No matter what age you are, you have much to thank God for. He has already been blessing you. Aye, even from the moment you were born. This sermon was preached back in 1986. Some of your mothers and fathers were in the meeting in which it was preached, and they were not much older than you are now. Please listen to what is said and learn from God's word.
Please turn to the Psalm 126. Psalm 126. The verse 3 is our text. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. It's the text, as I said, that appears upon the commemoration plaque marking the opening of our extension. And what a wonderful verse it is. The verse 3 is an echo. It is the echo of the saints of God as they repeat what the world is saying about how God has blessed his people. The verse 2, it says, "Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." And the Christian, the believer, says, "The Lord hath done great things for us." You know, it's nice when the world acknowledges that God has blessed his people. But it is even more gratifying to our God when we acknowledge that the Lord hath done great things for us. Men and women today, stop a while. Stop and think. Stop and ponder. As the psalmist says in another place, go about Zion, study the wall, consider this that God has given to us. Surely the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I want this morning to deal with three thoughts from this verse 3. First and foremost, God is the great benefactor of man. The Lord hath done great things for us. The Lord is the great benefactor of man. And of course, I just do not mean Christian benefits from what the Lord has done. No. All men benefit from what the Lord has done. Psalm 145 and the verse 15. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. I know men are inclined to forget that God is the source of all benefit. When our household is filled and we have no fear of want, we forget that it was God who filled the house. We forget that. And perhaps in this age, an age in which very, very few want, very, very few want. Indeed, I can say no one wants. Because if we run out of the material necessities of life, so abundant have become those necessities in this age that the government has set up various agencies to dispense those requirements. Free. Free. This is an age of abundance. This is not an age of poverty, you know. Don't be deceived by the talk of the socialists who talk about falling standards of living. No such thing, my friend. What we have are rising standards of poverty. That's what we have. That which was poor 25 years ago is unknown today. Unknown today. The reasonably well off of 25 years ago are the poor of today. Standards have risen. The meaning of the word poor has changed entirely. Generations gone by, when there was no earthly source of relief, and men had to look to God alone. Consequently, because this is an age of abundance, we are inclined to forget that it is God who opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. We're inclined to forget that. But my dear friend, even though experience does not underline this truth, nevertheless, let us never forget that it is the truth. God is the source of all benefits unto man. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 6 mentions there the great role of God in the providing for his creation. Matthew chapter 6, the verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Can add an inch? Indeed, a cubit is approximately 18 inches, but which of you can add an inch unto your stature? Grow as you would desire to grow. You can't do it. Those things are not in your power. Why take ye thought for raiment? Behold the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what we shall eat, or what we shall drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. God provides. God provides. My dear friend, I want to tell you this. You should never go into a shop and purchase a loaf of bread without saying, thank God the Lord has enabled me to be able to do this. With all the complicated process whereby the money arrives in my pocket and the loaf arrives wrapped up on the counter of the shop, God in his providence has ordained it all. And without him it wouldn't work. When we sit down at our table and the food is there, yes, the good woman of the house has cooked it, and yes, the man by his wages has paid for it, but God in his providence has brought it there. Let us never forget that the Lord is the great benefactor of man. Down to the smallest item. There is no good thing that we enjoy but it has come from God. There is no other source of goodness and benefits other than the Lord. Oh, for a day in which, with simplicity of thought, we see in every benefit that we enjoy the gracious hand of God. My friend, go about your dwelling. Look at the house in which you live and thank God for it. Thank God for it. Don't honor your labors Don't honor your thriftiness, but honor God that he should have been so pleased as to bless you in this manner. Everything we have, it's of the Lord.
Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed listening to that extract from the sermon. We'll play some more the next time we're with you. In the meantime, the Lord bless you and take care of you. Goodbye.